Unit 12, Track 1.
I'm very excited, Fiona. I have butterflies in my stomach.
Why do you feel like that?
I have a presentation in 2 weeks, but I don't know how to prepare a good PowerPoint presentation.
Don't worry, I can give you some tips on that.
Really? Oh, thank you.
First, you need to plan the structure of your presentation very carefully. It is advisable that you consider the time limit, the amount of information available, and how much detail you should include.
All right. Where can I find out about the information available on my subject? Shall I go to a library and look up the resources related to my topic?
Mike, we're in the 21st century. Just Google it.
Oh, you're right.
Have you ever heard about KISS?
Never before have I heard something like that. What's it?
Keep it short and simple.
Like less is more?
Yes. Your PPT shouldn't be too long. Otherwise, it will bore the audience. You don't want to present a subject to a bunch of people who will look at you with blank eyes and pretend that they are listening when they are actually daydreaming.
Of course.
It is also recommended that presenters use easier-to-read fonts such as Arial, Tahoma or Verdana. You must use different font sizes for headings and subpoints too. The fonts must be big enough for the people at the back to easily read.
Great idea. I never thought that before. What else?
I suggest that you include pictures to make your presentation more real.
I will.
But when downloading the pictures, try to use websites that offer images without copyright.
Okay.
There shouldn't be too much text in one slide. A maximum of 5 lines of text per slide is enough.
Should I use bullet points to make my list clear?
That's good. In addition, the best way is to write phrases, not full sentences. You can form your sentences while you're presenting your topic.
So it won't bore the people who are listening to me?
Exactly. At the end of your PPT, you should include a reference list slide in order to avoid plagiarism.
What is plagiarism?
Plagiarism is stealing other people's ideas without giving any credit and pretending that they are yours.
It's a serious issue.
Yes, it is. You may even be excluded from school if you are found guilty of taking other people's ideas without appropriate citation.
Where can I learn how to cite correctly?
You can visit websites that give information on the APA style. They have clear explanations with examples. Or you can use websites that readily make citations in the APA format.
Okay. Any other hacks?
Let me think. You should also get somebody to proofread your PowerPoint presentation.
What do you mean by proofreading?
I mean, you should have your PPT checked for mechanical errors such as grammar, spelling, punctuation, capitalization, etc.
Oh, I see. I'll have one of my classmates check my work.
One last thing. You should use a creative PPT template that is suitable for your topic.
I will. Thank you, Fiona. I appreciate your help.
Not at all, Mike. I am sure you will nail your presentation.
So am I.